Greetings and welcome to the BKB Show podcast with me, Lerato Moimane, your host for as long as we are together. Today is the 6th of May, the 5th month of the year, and it's my birth month. Babambare, ke birthday month, ya bona. So it's my birth month, hallelujah. We're still on a second season and we're still rolling. If you are like me and you enjoy poetry, then I promise you, you are going to enjoy today's episode titled Poetry Session with Kyle Russ. Akere la itse on this podcast, we bring you the best. So if you feel like you are left out, you can still catch up. We are on Anchor, Spotify, there's a Google Podcast. Like, we are digitally everywhere. And you can also go on our Facebook page, click on those links. Like, Akere la itse, BKB Show, search the BKB Show there and click on those links. And yeah, retrova on the same page. So today we feature a guest, oh how I have so much respect for her. She is talented. I can't wait for you. Let's get straight into it. Please help me welcome Kyle Russ. We have her on the line. Kyle, welcome to the BKB Show.
Thank you so much, Lerato, for having me on your show. Kentse ke leboga le bona ba retse ba gago ba BKB for having me. Ke a leboga thata.
Yeah, please tell us about yourself. Who is Kyle Russ? Utumile kaeng? Utswa kae? Ke mang Kyle Russ?
Kyle Russ ke ngwana wa ko Magong ga o fila ra Moshibitswana. Ke ngwana wa bobedi wa o se itumeleng Margaret Chela. Annelina Kyle Russ le tswa ka magare ga ke lebogile wa ra Magogodi, so institute ya gore re re ke lebogile be re rekele e be re ntsha e re tsenya Y re re Kyle, and then the Russ o tswa mogare ga Rustenburg e be re re Russ e be re tsenya S fela e be e nna Kyle Russ. So sentle sentle Kyle Russ ka mantswe a mang ka gore a ke re o rela gore ke lebogile wa ko Rustenburg.
Oh, ke lebogile wa ko Rusty Dusty, nice one. When did you discover your love for poetry?
I was in matric in 2006. Ke ne ke tla kere ke kwala love letter. Ke sa itseng gore kante love letter e tla fetoga go nna leboko. Ke motemo ileng ka itse teng gore kante ke na le bokgoni ba go kwala leboko. Ka thoma ka embrace go kwala go game go fitla ke be ke kgona go kwala ka mogoke kwalang ka teng. Ka 2011 gone gona le festival ko Moruleng ba re se Dibelo Fest. Ebile ke find out yana ka yona ke le ko Pretoria ko Rankuwa. Hao ga kere kere ka kuranta ke amakala ba kuranta ke e kwadile gore gona le festival ko Moruleng. Ebile host ya teng ke bona Matheba le Stone ka re ga ke go bokelwa ke Stone ko gae ke aya ke a go attenda. Friday wa teng ne re bua ka heritage le go ipela ga rona ka Setswana le sengwe fela se se tlhokagalang gore se itsewe mo Botswaneng. So ene e tsiwa ke tsatsi leo ene e tshwere ke Sabelo Mangena. So Sabelo ke ga anta a re ke le ga o batle go boka re ne re na le kgosi ya rona ya which is kgosi Nyalala Pilane, re na le kgosi ya Botswana ka letsatsi leo. Ke ga ke decide go boka ka gore a kere go na le pharologano between go kwala le go itse gape go performa. So that's when I knew again gore ke kgona go performa ka ntle le go kwala. That was my first performance and I got a standing ovation and then I was super excited like nobody's business.
Ah, that's so beautiful. So you discovered your performing skill mo gara ga di star ka gore lwana o star. Yeah, o star ka di groom getlele. Ga bua ka heritage ka hopola gore we featured you on our episode ga ne re keteka Heritage Day. And wa re betha ka poemile ya Africa botho bokai. So kile ntle le go senya nako ne, I'm going to play three of your poems and I'm going to request you to introduce one after the other and then tell us ke eng se go inspireleng gore o di kwale. So let's get it started. Let's start with the first one. Yeah, here you go.
Poem ya ntlha e tlabe e le I am a soldier. Go nnile le nako e ileng ka utlwana le motho o e leng le Sole Vukile Mzwane. So ya re ga ke mo phone tse ka tsatsi le leng ampolela ka mogoeleng gore ke drop because gona le Black Mamba mo setlhareng ko nne ba le teng ko Kruger National Park ebile e ratile go moloma hao e ratileng go moloma yalo so ke mmotsa gore a o e bolaile na anta a re ga gona gore nka e bolaya because it is my duty to protect my country and its animals and everything that belongs to it 24 hours out of 24 hours that got to me the second time I called him anta a re ditau di sarundile tente ya bona so letlo go etsa eng no there's nothing we can do we can never act until they act fela yalo are yes because it is my duty to protect my country and everything that belongs to it 24 hours out of 24 hours right there I knew I had to do something about that I wanted to know more about soldiers I wanted to know what they come across in life I wanted to know what makes them tick I wanted to know what inspires them that's how the poem came around
24 out of 24 hours. Thank you, soldiers, for protecting us and our animals. Kylo Curiosity Batun. She wanted to know. Kaitulwena, you want to know. So here's the poem.
Dry my invisible tears when you see me. Please stop the traffic of thoughts on my mind. Sekhwa se fetogile le gae. Dipholoholo ke ditsala. Bodutu bona ke moeng. This visitor asks not for an invitation. I am the foundation of the country. I am a soldier. My family sees in the distance my way back home. But do they see the pain in my eyes? In the battlefield, I lost brothers and sisters, never given a chance to mourn. Because I still had to fight with tears in my eyes. We are ready to die for you, our beloved country. Lost is how I feel when I'm home, yet home is the only place I long for when I'm away. Bangwe, babelewe, bangwe, batokofeze, will I ever catch up? Those born in my absence only know my name. Someone please dry my tears. As the sun rises, we only pray to be counted amongst those who will meet tomorrow. As the sun set, we wonder what tomorrow holds for us. Every day, we have stories to tell, but who do we tell? Our society sees us as tax misusers. Peace is all I'm seeking. When you see me, please ask me how I feel. The battlefield is unbearable sometimes, overwhelming. It's the battles I fight within myself. When you see me walking down the street, with my head held high, and my broad shoulders stretched, expressing confidence and boldness. Bow to show appreciation. Even a hug will do for me. If it can be a tired one, then that will be better. Kitsimeka, kisakatlamela masisi ke mohaka ho moha o itse. Botlhoko ke borwala ka mafatla. Dikeledi ke dipshimolanto e kentse ke ya. I'm asking for nothing but your appreciation. Whether you render it or not, I will soldier on.
Lerato la mme poemi ya boithu ke larato la mme eo e simple fela ke ile ka kwalla mme wa ka o e leng gore she's everything to me. I can never be without her, and I am the woman I am today because of her.
A ima dikgwedi di le robongwe a mpelega ka botlhoko morago ga moo ga nna le lethabo le legolo mo bophelong ba gage. Gopola o itshwara ka fa bogaleng ga batla sepe ka nna ga ke utlwa botlhoko bo mogopotsa ba pelegi o tla bona a rothisetsa dikeledi tse pedi go ya go tse tharo fase kana ga di rothela fatshe le pelo ya gagwe ya be rotha kgodu ya madi pelo ya gagwe ke a gauta fela ga utlwa botlhoko e fetoga mmala letseleng la gagwe ke a ntse mekgato ka anya lerato maitseo le kagiso. Ke gopola a kgatlhile matlhare a matlhano a morogo wa thepe a dira kgodu ra shabare go sena dijo a re ga fela go ka ja bana ba me pelo ya me e ka nna tshoo ka mafoko a mangwe a re ntime o mphele ngwana ke mme lerato la gagwe le ka nosetsa setlhare se ka gola. Ke gopola re sena madi a go ya sekolong a tlhatsetsa ditsala tsa gagara tsana sekolo thudi ya mo ereng selo sa makgwa a purapura kana ga ke sa tlhele kere ke nako mang ka re what time is it ka ntlha ya gagwe ke mme lerato la gagwe le ka nosetsa setlhare se ka gola.
Ah, beautiful. A much needed poem, Kasibaka says, since we'll be celebrating Mother's Day this coming Sunday on the 8th of May. So happy Mother's Day. I was going to say happy birthday. Hey, birthday month. So happy Mother's Day in advance to all the beautiful mothers out there. Yes, we are beautiful. Happy Mother's Day to us. Memo Tswadi. Kya ho rata me motswadi. Yeah, so let's move on to the next and last poem. What do you have for us, Kyle?
Tribute to man workers. Kwa ke tswang teng ya ka ke se ke tlhalosetse 90% of our people are man workers, and I wanted to do something different. But at the same time, I realized gore batho ba ko mining ba ya ko tlase ga lefatshe ba ile go epa, not only ba epela malapa a bona, they contribute ko goreng tax, because mine ke industry e nngwe e e leng gore e na le babereki ba bantsintsintsintsi, and tax tsa bone di a contributa ko go to di-granteng ko gore batho bana ba rona ba kry-eng di-grante teng. So ga ba berekele malapa a bona fela, them contributing to tax ka tsela e ntseng yalo e baya borotho mo tafoleng ya batho ba bangwe gape, and them risking their lives in order gore economy ya rona e nne botoka. They are the backbones of our economy, and even though we may look down on them and think they're not educated and stuff like that, they are everything we need. They all we need for this country to keep going, because the mineral tseo tse ba di epang tseo ba risk ka maphelo a bona ke se re se tlhokang gore ikonomi e eme ka maoto ka ntlha bona. Ke ka mo ke bone go le botlhokwa gore ke ba kwalle leboko, and sa bobedi gape ke ba kwalletse leboko lena with Marikani at the back of my mind, gore bona a whole lot happened ko Marikani. Batho ba lositse batsadi ba bona, batho ba lositse masika a bona, batho ba lositse bokgaitsedi a bona because of letsatsi leo la ko Marikani. So I was really honoring those we lost ko Marikani, gore bona ko ba robetseng teng ba ipetse difuba gore they contributed, whether they were told or not, but they really contributed to our economy, and for that I thank them.
Deep in sadness we are, with no certainty of coming back. Deep in fear we are as the cash goes down. We might be writing the last page of our books of life. We choose to wear this fear upside down and normalize it. What looks like a normality to society might be a possibility of death. Yet we are committed to die contributing to change an economy, even though no one in society understands the danger we encounter. Anyway, we will hold on. Out of the non-existing, the existing was seen by a dreamer. Out of nothing, opportunities were created. It was a thought hanging with fruits of change. Today was all he had. Tomorrow was seen as far too far, impossible to come. Perambulation of poverty in our communities was coming to an end. It seemed like a rainbow only existing in his dream sky. It was like a dry grass, never promising to be green anytime soon. But in his eyes, it was forever green. The power of a dream was taking over. Billions were needed to start the endless journey. It took a man with a vision and a dream to discover the precious stone hidden underground by the Creator. Fear stopped him not. Doubts stopped him not. Critics were nothing but a fuel, maintaining the dream of an unstoppable dreamer. Yes, there were hills to climb. Yes, there were hurdles to overcome. The finish line was all he had in mind. The diamonds were born. The sun rose with the morning breeze backing it up. Birds sang to celebrate the end of unemployment parade in our communities. Hope was given to the hopeless. Pride and dignity were restored. We felt joy from the distance. We celebrated the unknown, today known as mines. About the imaginary doctors, nurses, paramedics, and lawyers underground who graduated out of high school in the absence of finance. I bow to selfless men and women who go underground with the hope of coming back unharmed while striving to feed their families at the expense of their lives. Because they know the sting of poverty is painful more than the word pain itself. Yes, I bow to he who created jobs where no one thought they can be created. I bow to the first man who agreed to go underground when many were frightened by what's there. The day minds were born, poverty became homeless. Power to all mine workers, and thank you for contributing to our economy.
What looks like a normality to society could be a possibility of death. Yet, we are committed to die, to change in economy, even though no one in society understands the danger we encounter. Yeah, that's a cry of a black child, a cry of an African child. Let's move on to the next poem.
Yeah, lina la poemi etlo latalanki jenge ndoda. I wrote this poem because of our brothers Baba Yanko Torongong kamabaka afarlohaneng. But if I can tell you the truth, a reason behind all these bad things or crimes ke poverty. O kile wa bona ka gore ga o se o lebagane le situation e leng gore ga gona sepe mo ntlong, bona o ka nagana tso tsotlhe tse di tlhakatlhakaneng in order gore le survive. So poem eo ke kwadile ke kwalela boabuti a rona ba ba ko Tronkong ka mabaka a farologaneng gore diphoso ba di dirile. And-e ga re itse, ga ise re tsene mo ditlhakong tsa bona, o kile wa bona ga ba boa koo e ntse e le bana ba rona. Ke re wa ba a tswa ko Tronkong a tse o patelela dibe tsa gage, a tse o patelela diphoso tsa gage. So when he comes back to us, a seke ra mo tlhopololang, a seke ra mo dira gore yanong stigma seo se salele ko go yena. Ka itse gore fa gongwe go botlhoko kry-e le gore motho o bolaile morwarra gago or go diragetseng, but at the end of the day e santse e le ngwana a rona, whether ra rata or ga re rate.
Every night when I came home, ke bo fihlala bolobo so bogobe. When I looked through my window, bagisani ba bo shaba ka nama. Jenge ndoda, I had to make a plan. Na bolabola na mama ena to borrow me some cash, only to find out ona le beke a sa di bone dijo. Jenge ndoda, I had to make a plan. My frustration pushed me to the street. Pelo ya ntshofala ka bola ka beka tshwara pona. Sa kwa zibutla nyama. Killing became my career. But at night when stars appear, I couldn't sleep. When I finally did, reality woke me up in a cell. I wish I could apologize to those I robbed their loved ones. This time I can't get away. Every morning I wake up to be a better man. I made mistakes, but I'm ready to correct them.
My reasons doesn't justify what I did. Can't even take out the wrong, the pain, the tears out of my ex. Every morning I wake up to be a better man. Prison, my second home. Prison, my motivator. Prison, my ticket to a better me. I wake up to be a better man. Mary la bolela ka itlhaganela gore ke kwele. Only if she knew. Di ne di tsena ka fa di tswa ka fa. But still kakati ya hona. Life goes on. I'm still the very same child you celebrated when my mother told you that ke mosimane, your child, but a child with mistakes, regrets, and pain. Yes, I'm still your child. Every morning I wake up to be a better man. Khanne ke go rake Rexel yo dot mark. Ke ne ke sa tshameke maswabi ke go bolela sa gago. But I want you to understand that Jeng and Dodda, I had to make a plan.
Yo, too deep. Serious reality. Jeng and Dodda, I had to make a plan. Go thata bana kana janda e nngwe le yona e ka tla ka vision ya yona ya re Jeng umfazi, I had to make a plan. Mara ke nnete though, you know, plans from all angles. Thank you, Kyle Wako Rusty Kile Wako Rusty Dusty, for sharing your gift with us. That's Kyle Ras, everyone. I hope you enjoyed her poems. We've now come to the end of the BKB show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at the BKB show. Like our page and join our group on Facebook. We are the BKB show. The BKB show. Everywhere we go, just like MTN, we are the BKB show. Enough about the BKB show. Hey, before I forget, on the 19th of May is my birthday, so I want to celebrate it with you, dear listeners. Please send through your voice messages on the BKB show. If you're shy to send a voice note, you can type and send a text. I will read it loud here. Don't be shy to send those gifts. Anything. Let's talk with TC Sharp. Yeah, anything. Or a chappies. Bye. Much love. Take care.